desire y'all's prayers this evening. What I wrote on the board is a question. What is truth? And now I know there's a lot of things going on in our world today that might ask us to contemplate truth, but I want us to look at things more focused towards God. What is truth? I watched a demonstration the other day. It was a very interesting demonstration. A ball was shown. Half of the ball was green, half of the ball was orange. Two people on either side being asked to tell truthfully what is the color of the ball they're looking at. One person, all he can see is orange. The other person, all they can see is green. And then, what is truth? Well, the one person says, it's all orange, I'm looking right at it. The other person, it's all green, I'm looking right at it. Then they add a third person into the mix who's looking at it from the side and says, well, I see this half orange and this half green. But then they did one other thing. They zoomed out a little bit. And there's a bright yellow light shining on this ball. They shut the bright yellow light off. The ball is now red and blue. What is truth? The world is busy trying to get you to believe a version of truth. They want you to get confused. They want you to get sidetracked. But I'd like to start off reading in John chapter 18. Starting in verse 33. This is an interaction between Pilate and Jesus. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, art thou the King of Jews? Jesus answered him, saying, sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered unto the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto them, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. Think about that interaction between Jesus and Pilate. And it ends up with Pilate asking a question. What is truth? Jesus was talking to him, saying, you know, I'm here to share the truth. The people that are seeking the truth, that listen to my voice, they will hear it. And Pilate, what is truth? Now, if we flip over into John chapter 14, chapter 14, verse 6, we see a verse here where Jesus says something about himself. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now if we take what was just read here and put it back into the conversation with Pilate and Jesus, Pilate was having a conversation with truth. He was face to face with it. Unalterable truth. He talked to him, had a private audience. And yet, his question at the end of the conversation is, what is truth? Why didn't he comprehend the truth? What do you think stood in the way of his being able to see the truth? He saw Jesus, but apparently he didn't see Jesus as the truth. You know, there's a lot of ways the world likes to talk about truth today. Have you all heard the term relativism? Truth is relative from wherever you stand. You know, the example of the ball that I just talked about? You could say that's an example of why some people say truth is relative. But is it really relative? Did shining a yellow light on that ball truly change its color, or did it just cause it to appear different? Because at the end of the day, that yellow light would have not made that ball look orange and green unless it had been red and blue. So the truth of what color that ball was never changed. The only thing that changed was the understanding of the viewers as they looked at the ball trying to determine the truth. But the world will try to tell you it's relative. We hear the theory of relativity that Einstein had. And one of the examples that people talk about is if you put a man in the back of a truck and he throws a tennis ball away from him, and the truck's driving this way, he sees the tennis ball leaving him at maybe 15, 20 miles an hour, however hard he threw it. A observer standing out of the side of the road sees a man throw the tennis ball, but the tennis ball is following the truck just at a reduced speed. What is truth? The truth is, even though the man threw the ball that way, the motion of the ball is still following the truck because he couldn't throw it faster than the truck is driving. The truth is still absolute. But the world will try to convince you that there's all these things that you need to take into consideration because it's relative. It's not relative, folks. Truth only has one truth. Gravity holds me down. If an astronaut's looking at me in space where he has no gravity, does it change that gravity holds me down? When that astronaut comes back down to Earth, is he now exempt from gravity because he went to space and became exempt from gravity? No. Gravity's going to pull him back down to Earth. It's absolute. Truth doesn't change. There are statements that people will make. No one can know the truth. One of my favorite responses to that is that true? Because if it's true that no one can know the truth, but I just knew it because of what you told me, then something's not working in this argument, is it? Because for your argument to be true, that no one can know the truth, by essence, it's false. So the world likes to throw these things out there, but sometimes they can talk fast. Working as a cashier at a grocery store, I got the privilege of checking out a quick change artist. And you know, they hand you the 20 and then pull it back. Here's a 10, and they're moving fast, and they're trying to get you confused, and he got me confused. But what I did irritated him because I took all the money, put it in the drawer, and locked it. And I said, I don't know what you've given me, but I know this much. We know how much money should be in this drawer, so I'm going to get my manager to come over. We're going to go count this drawer and find out how much you actually gave me, and you'll get the difference back that you're owed. That was it. Why? I didn't know what he had, but I knew one thing. That store counted everything that went in and out of that cash register. At the end of every shift, we were held to the penny. So I knew they could tell me what had been in there. And the only thing that hadn't been completed was his transaction. So any money outstanding was his change. And we did that. My manager told me, because I actually liked the way... It was a spur of the moment for me just because I was frustrated and confused. So I don't know what to do, but I know I feel like I'm being taken advantage of, and I'm going to go back to what I know is true. I'm going to stop and level set off of what I know is true. There's a set amount of money in this till that's being tracked the whole time. We're starting from there. You can talk to someone else. There's another thing the world likes to put out. Your truth is not my truth. We can all have our own version of truth. Does that work? Doesn't work at all. If somebody decides, I'm going to pick something up and hopefully there's nobody offended, the earth is flat, and somebody else thinks it's round, does that change the reality of what the earth is? It doesn't. There is a reality of what the earth is. Just because you want to view it differently doesn't change it. The There's people that will want to tell you when it comes to spiritual matters, well, you can see it that way, but that's not the way I see it. And I've actually had people tell me, but we'll both make it to heaven. I find that an interesting statement, because from what I read of the Bible, God is pretty particular about what you believe. Very particular. He's put his truth out, his word out. It doesn't change. And then one interesting thing that I've read on is some people believe we can create our individual truths. That there is no such thing as universal truth. We create individual truth. As we think it, as we determine it, it becomes our truth. So, thinking about the world today, and like I said, I'm not wanting to get into the current events. I'm wanting to think spiritually here. What is truth in our world today? What do they view as spiritual truth? Does their version of truth state a reality? Gravity is holding me down. Anybody disagree with that? I mean, I can jump, but I come right back down. You know, just because I can momentarily do something to make it look like, oh, I'm going the other way now. No, there is a gravity that just holds us all down. There's a thing called coherent that a lot of the world tries to push on. Meaning that, does it match your expectations? Truth should be comfortable. If it doesn't match your expectation, then maybe there's something wrong with it. I had a lot of untruths then growing up, because there were times my dad woke me and I never found that comfortable. Now, it was true I hadn't cleaned my room. It was true I hadn't got up on time. There were truths in why I got the whooping, but I never found those comfortable. But guess what? It didn't change the truth that I didn't find it comfortable. It was a reality of what was going on. And some people say for something to be true, it has to be useful. It has to be useful to be true. Space is a vacuum. Is that useful? Not to me. It is what it is, though. They've got up there. They've not found very much up there. For all practical purposes, it's a vacuum. So what is truth? And one other thing that I find interesting with the exchange of Pilate and Jesus. Pilate asked the question, what is truth? But then he just turned and walked out. He didn't wait for an answer. He went out and passed judgment on the Lord. Now, in his initial judgment, he said, I don't find anything wrong with this man. But he didn't actually continue to pursue the question that I'm sure Jesus would have loved for him to have pursued. Oh, Pilate, you asked me a question, what is truth? If you'd have paused, I could have given you truth like you've never known. I want us to look at something real quick in Genesis chapter 24. Genesis chapter 24 and in verse 27. And this is Abraham's servant speaking here. And it says, and he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. Now we're just going to read that section because he's talking about the fact that he went out to get Rebekah for Isaac. But he's talking here about God and God's mercy and God's truth. Who owns truth? Who gets to set it? Do we get to determine truth? This is the first reference of truth in the Bible that I could find. And it's clearly listed as this is God's truth. This is truth. This is where it comes from. It's actually very foundational that we accept that. That truth comes from God. You can't observe a different truth into being. You can't find. Gravity that holds me down came from where? God. This planet, the universe, came from where? God. All of the laws and rules we could observe to come up with our own truth came from where? God. There is no other truth but God. And one thing I found interesting as well, reading into some of the philosophies on truth, a lot of the philosophers say that truth is so basic that the only way to explain it is to only use the concept of truth itself. That's all you can say is truth is what is real, truth. You can't go into the big fancy questions and logic games that some of the philosophers will play. They will try to set things up and have you question what's going on. And at the end of the day, what is real? What is truth? Let's go to Psalms 119. Psalms 119, verse 160. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. So we read in Genesis that God's truth was there. Here we read that it was from the beginning. Truth can only come from God, from nowhere else. Do you know what we feel? What we see, and be careful with this next one because it's almost going to sound contradictory. Even what we believe with all our heart does not create, condone, change, or alter the truth. You cannot believe a different truth into existence. You cannot create it. You cannot condone it, alter, change. It's truth. In our world, we have folks that are born with a biological identity and they want to change it. You can't change the biological side. There's all kinds of surgeries and things you can do. But do you know at the end of the day, if I pulled a blood sample and ran a DNA test to determine what your biological identity was, it's going to come back with whatever you originally were. You can't change it. It's coded in there. That's who you are. There was a person that went to a university, and they started off asking people about, you know, if I want to use the bathroom of my chosen identity, do you see a problem with that? And a lot of the respondents started off, no, that's perfectly okay. However you identify, you can go do that. The person came back, okay. Now what if I want to identify as a Chinese person of this identity? Well, that got a few confused looks from some of them. They're like, well, you're not Chinese. But most of them, but if that's the way you want to, if that's the way you want to see yourself, you can go ahead and see yourself. Well, then the person says, well, what if I want to identify as a 6'5" Chinese person of this identity? The person's short. Now suddenly the folks that were okay with the first couple of changes to the truth, suddenly, well, I'd have to understand why. Why do you think you're 6'5" when clearly you're maybe only 5'2"? You know, and I found it interesting, those exchanges, because why would you question the height when it is just as obvious that the person's not of the other identity that they went with? Why did you suddenly draw a line saying, well, you can't be 6'5" because you're not? But I can change my biological identity because I just want to. You know, if a person wanted to go get steel rod extensions stuck in their leg, they could make themselves taller. It would be painful. I wouldn't advise it. You know, there's been people claiming multiple instances in the last several years, people claiming heritages they don't have, claiming to be raised or from countries they're not from. Why? It makes the news, and then suddenly they're looking silly because, well, we thought you were of this background or that background, and you're not. There's even a person that claims to be a cat born into a human body. Claims that they've been in to the doctor and the doctor pulled DNA and there's apparently something potentially wrong with their DNA and they just knew all along they were a cat. And so they claim to be a cat born into a human body and they are doing their best to act out the life of a cat. What is truth? These people and the world will tell you it's okay. It's okay. They can be what they want to be. They can act however they want to act. The Lord has given people a lot of latitude in what we do. I don't have to follow the Lord. I can go live in sin. It doesn't change the truth of what sin is. Even if I say it's okay, it doesn't change it from the Lord's view. Thinking about these things, what else does the world try to pass off as truth? You know, one of the things, I mentioned it I think last Wednesday, Jesus, when he was being tempted of the devil quoted a verse, and I'm just going to read it here. It's in Matthew 4 and 6. And the devil saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Now, quoting scripture, right? That's truth. That's the word of God. We've kind of established that earlier. This is truth. Is it? So if we go read Psalms 91, verses 11 and 12, which is the quote, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. There's a phrase in this one that's not in the other one. To keep thee in all thy ways. And this is a crucial phrase. If you're not in the way you're supposed to be in, do you think the angels are going to catch you? The devil left that part out when he quoted it. The parts he quoted were true, but he didn't quote everything. He left out part. Why? What did Jesus respond with? You're not supposed to tempt the Lord. And you're tempting me, you're trying to get me to do wrong, and that's also against the Bible. Why? Because I know the way I'm supposed to walk. And getting on top of the temple and jumping off isn't in it. That's not of the Lord. You know, the devil will try to get people to take and twist scripture. We see it in our world today with all of the things. There are churches that are accepting some of the things we talked a little bit about earlier. They will say, well, we're going to welcome those folks into our churches. We're going to have them in positions of leadership. We feel like that they're acceptable to the Lord. What is truth? What is it? Let's go back to John chapter 1. I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So we see here the Word, which we've already read is true from the beginning. It was with God, and was God. All things were created by this Word. So you can try to change the truth, but nothing's going to be able to go contrary to the Word. Nothing exists separate from this Word. I found it interesting. I read science a lot, physics and all of that, and there's been quite a bit of articles hitting the scientific newspapers and magazines lately because they don't know hardly what to believe anymore. Some of their theories around dark matter, other studies they've been doing, one of them says that dark matter may not even exist now. But dark matter has been so key to some of what they've been saying was required for the universe to be the way it is, that there's a lot of people that were, they just accept that dark matter is, even though it's never been more than a theory. But now that they're getting new measurements and more accurate measurements, they're finding that all kinds of things that they thought they had nailed down, we've got this exact. The measurement we took here and the measurement we took here, which are supposed to match, aren't matching anymore. Why? Well, maybe instead of trying to think up how God did it, you should just go read how he did it. Does it really matter? The details of how he did it? Might be interesting. I mean, I have to admit, there's some things I've thought when I get to heaven. If I can remember them, I mean, I have a feeling we're going to get to heaven and the beauty and the joy will be so much that we won't carry much over from this poor little place. But if we do remember, there's things I thought, well, Lord, I'd be kind of curious to ask you about that. What about this? How did you do that? It says, contains light and life. And it's to bring light to darkness, this word. And yet darkness comprehended it not. Pilate, what is truth? And walks away. People will try to condemn us if we don't accept their versions of the truth. And if you try to share yours, you're going to find that they can't comprehend it. They're going to look at you and be like, that makes no sense. What are you talking about? Why do you believe that way? Let's go to John chapter 3, some familiar verses, starting in verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. So Jesus came so we could clearly see the truth. And as we mentioned at the start of it, Pilate was given that chance. Pilate, you're about to condemn me. You're going to play a key role in helping me succeed, although I'm not sure Pilate could understand it. But he tried to tell Pilate, you can only do what my Father allows you to do. That's truth. That was truth. Jesus was facing death, but it was only in allowance with what the Word of God had said would be. Is God in control of our lives? Do we truly believe it? Thinking about the Sunday school lesson this morning, girding yourselves with truth. What does that mean? Do we wrap the truth of God around our minds when we go out into the world? When we're facing these things, like people believing they're cats and various other things, do we protect our minds saying, okay, God, I need your truth wrapped all around me. I need to settle down and focus on what is true. What is unchanging? Or do we entertain the ideas and things of the world, of the flesh, loving those more than God? I would challenge us. Look to the Lord. The world is going to continue to try to get your soul. And the best way they can do that is to get you to change or to think you are able to change what is truth. The Word of God is unchanging. It is truth. If you're not going back to the Word as you study and follow up on things that God works with you on, or as you're approached by folks in the world, you're going to find the devil's going to get you off balance. And as Brother James kind of mentioned this morning, once the devil gets you off balance, if you think he's just going to push you gently off balance and step back till you recover, no, he's going to say, well, that got him off balance. I'm going to hit him two or three more times real quick. See if I can keep him moving that direction. Sometimes you have to say, okay, Lord, I need to stop, settle down, dig in, and Lord, help me understand the truth of this situation. Y'all pray for me.